What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in. I thought since I listen to more podcasts than 99% of the human population, I'd try getting on the other side of the mic. Welcome to the first ever Positivity Pod. Coincidentally, also the first ever fantasy football podcast, a completely original idea that nobody's ever done before. This will be your only destination for all things concerning Lakeshore Boys fantasy football in the podcasting universe. I'd like to start off by thanking our presenting sponsor, Evangola Pizza, 549-7117. Mediocre pizza since 1994, out of business since 2004. Once again, that's Evangola Pizza, 549-7117. So thank you. This week's episode, we're going to focus on analyzing the 2019 draft, projecting out the season standings, and looking into week one matchups. Let's get into it. Let's dig into Monday night's draft. We're not going to spend a lot of time on the draft because no one really cares, and it is what it is, and it's not what it's not. We're going to be giving out two awards for the draft. First award is for the most scared pick of the night. That pick goes to Go Ham, aka me, for picking Le'Veon Bell 7th overall. Can't lie, I was frozen and shook when it came to be my turn on the clock. It's kind of a dick move of Zeke to sign 2 days after the draft, but as Ruggiero knew, he wasn't going to miss any time. Coincidentally, Ruggiero made that same claim about Bell last season, so take that for what it's worth. Second of the award is for the best pick of the draft. And that award goes to nobody because after the first four players, everyone else sucks and nobody really knows what they're doing anyway. Next up, we're going to rank the teams heading into the 2019 season. Teams will be ranked by their likeliness to make the playoffs. We are not projecting a winner, since fantasy football is such a crapshoot, speculating on the champion would be a fool's errand. I will say, I do not anticipate anyone popping their cherry and getting their first championship this year. We will have a repeat champion. We're going to start right at the top and rank them 1 through 14 on their team's likeliness to make the playoffs. And since most of you have stupid team names, I will not be referring to you by your team name and will be referring to you by how we know you. The top team that we're projecting, the most likely team to make the playoffs, is in fact Girio from the Believe squad. He's got a pretty solid squad all around. A little shaky at wideout, but he's going to be in the mix this year. The number two team is our little buddy Kitty Cat. KK was gifted Zeke. Overall, very strong at the running back position. He's hoping that Big Ben doesn't get himself into any trouble on or off the field. But he should have a strong team this year. The third most likely team to make the playoffs is going to be the Go Ham squad from Little Mitt Mott. This is a completely unbiased review. We are looking strictly at data when we rank these. It's just overall just a very good team and should be in the mix. If this was 2017, Le'Veon Bell and Aaron Rodgers would definitely carry him to the playoffs. But since it's not, we're ranking him third overall. The fourth team, based on the likely to make the playoffs, is going to be the Nuggets of Brian Sunday. Sunday is the perennial, always good, but never good enough team. I think that trend continues. I love Tariq Cohen as a player. I think he's really going to enjoy him getting, 2 points 1 week and 25 the next, but very fun watch. So be on the lookout for the Nuggets. I think they are more likely than not to make the playoffs. Fifth overall team is the Rammers. You know what they say, tough people are their best in tough situations, right? For all I know, Ramsey drafted this whole team from the back of an ambulance, and he still drafted a better team than the majority of the league. So, very impressed there. I think he's got a good squad heading into the season. Sixth overall, Matt Groot. Strong wide receivers. We want wide receivers first two picks. Is it going to be enough to carry his team forward? That's really going to be the question. How is his in-season management going to do? Knowing Groot, probably not great, but we'll see how that turns off. Interestingly enough, we had a tie at for seventh, so the seventh and eighth most likely team to make the playoffs are Bit and Flad. When we crunched all the numbers, they came out at exactly equal percentage to make the playoffs. Flad went a little bit of an untraditional route, taking quarterback and tight end with his first two picks, and Bit going a little more old school, going ground and pound running back with his first three picks. We're going to be interested to see how these two teams shake out. The ninth most likely team to make the playoffs is AJ. I mean, what is more to say about the Blazers, right? Just an absolute shell of a former respectable franchise. But at least he got his favorite team's quarterback by drafting Matt Ryan. So go Falcons, I suppose. The 10th most likely team to make the playoffs, Ed Kelm and the Pay Your Bill Scumbags. I think we can all just chalk that up to a championship hangover. And who can really blame them, right? Enjoy that ride while it lasts. The 11th most likely team to make the playoffs is Bushnell. You know, tough draft spot, having the wheel. I like his first two picks going wide out there. I like both the guys he grabbed, but, you know, just a really tough position to be in. We're going to see how that team plays out for him. The 12th most likely team to make the playoffs, aka the third least likely team to make the playoffs, is going to be the Fuckboys, our little dynamic duo over there. I'm sure they giggled and they had fun at the draft. You know, everybody's got their role here, so really appreciate them coming out and adding to the ambiance. 13 and 14 was really a crapshoot. It was a toss-up. I'm really just going to categorize this as drunk A and drunk B. Prisbel, always drunk A, right? I mean, who can really top him there? Very respectable drunk showing, just not so much on the fantasy football drafting. Same thing for Keegan. I understand he, you know, lost some golf tournament or something all day and decided to be drunk. So good for him. Hopefully he enjoyed that night, because I don't see that success lasting much longer. Finally, we're going to get into our week one breakdown. Starting off, we've got Bushnell versus Goham. The odds maker have Bushnell as an 11-point favorite. Needless to say, I think this is an absolute garbage projection. In a completely unbiased opinion, I think Goham not only covers the 11 points, but wins the game outright. These two teams have opposing strengths. Ham has the advantage in the backfield. Bushnell has the advantage at wideout. Aaron Rodgers comes ready to play and brings his team to victory. So we've got Goham covering as the dog, winning outright. Next up, we got the Fuck Boys versus the Ed Boys. I think this is going to be a close game. I like the Scumbags receiving core. I think that propels Eddie to the victory. Scumbags are favored by 8 here. I think they will cover that number. The Fuck Boys will not be a good team. It will be fun for them to watch Baker this season, is my prediction. So Scumbags cover the 8 points in game 2. Next up, we've got the Nuggets versus the Flads, a team that's never won anything. I certainly can't call them the king. That is just blasphemy. I think the CBS projection of Mahomes being 2 points better than Cam is very suspect, but nonetheless, I think Sunday's got the firepower to get this done. If you follow my gambling picks at all, you know we do nothing but hammer favorites. So you're going to see that trend continue here. Nuggets get the win and the cover. Hoodie versus Prisbel. I don't really have anything nice to say about either team or either person. So we're going to keep this short. Hoodie -6. Keegan wins and covers in a matchup of the two worst teams in the league. Our next matchup is interesting. We've got Ruggiero and Ramsey in a pick'em. Ruggiero currently has Lamar Jackson in his starting lineup over Carson Wentz. Personally, I think that would be nuts for him to keep that as is. And again, continuing with our theme here, we're going to keep this short and sweet. Ruggiero is the better team and gets the win. Ramsey, hope your family's doing well after all the chaos from draft night. Canandaigua Connection versus the Bit Veterans. We've got Bit as a 2-point favorite here. Groots clearly has the advantage at wideout, but apparently he did forget that he needed to start a quarterback and a defense. So, I'm not going to blame him. He was probably drunk draft night, and, that happens. Bit secures the win and the cover here again. We do nothing but hammer favorites in Mitt's gambling philosophy. And that trend is going to continue here in the matchup of KK versus AJ, a little brother duo in the first week. You hate to see, two such good brothers go against each other. Caleb's team strong. Adam's franchise is not. Again, Caleb gets the dub and the cover. Just hope he's nice to his brother while he gets that victory. So that about wraps up our coverage for week one. Thank you for tuning in. I am actually interested to see if anybody did tune in. So the first person to text promo code Salamander to the WhatsApp thread, I will Venmo you $16. That is 16 American dollars via Venmo just for listening to week one of the Positivity Pod. I'm hoping to do this every week. We'll see if you guys have any interest. We'll see if I can figure out how to even send this out to anybody. So if anybody has any ideas for things they may want covered, any people you want me to make fun of specifically, I will be happy to honor that request. Otherwise, I'll look to break down the previous week's action, look forward to the next week's games, and see how that goes. Once again, thank you to Evan Gola Pizza for being the first and only sponsor of the Positivity Pod. That is 549-7117. Mediocre pizza since 1994. Out of business since 2004. Evan Gola Pizza, thank you very much for your support. And with that, folks, we will be signing off. Good night. God bless.